Well, good Sunday afternoon to you all. This is Pastor Joe Wood of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Elkin, North Carolina. I know it's a very special day to some of you. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and that's okay. So you may be watching it during the Super Bowl, maybe at halftime, or you may be watching it later on, and that is fine. But I do pray that whenever you find this message, that you are encouraged by the passage of Scripture. And I would like to give you an update of where we're headed in 2025 on Sunday nights, okay? I am going to finish up our time on the life of David in the beginning part of 2025. I hope to be done with the life of David by Easter, hopefully. And, you know, I feel as though we've been in this study for quite some time. But there's just so much that we have to go through. However, though, I don't want to, bore you or anything like that with so many details. And so we're gonna begin to skip over some things. We're gonna hit the high spots, as they say, and of the life of David. And so you make sure that you are engaged in our study, and Lord willing, you will find the life of David as a blessing and one that will be a great help to you. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 16 through 22, that's where our passage of Scripture will be tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 16 through 22. Tonight's title of the message is Saul's Realization of the Future King. Saul's realization of the future king. Let's read verse 16 through 22. And it came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, that Saul said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And thou hast showed this day how that thou hast dealt well with me, forasmuch as when the Lord had delivered me into thine hand, thou killest me not. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore the Lord reward thee good, for that thou hast done unto me this day. And now, behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. Swear now therefore unto me by the Lord, that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me, that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house. And David sware unto Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men gat them up into the hold. Pray with me. Father, I pray now that you would bless the reading and the proclamation of your word. May it fall upon us anew and refresh. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as we look back at this passage, remember the last couple of times that I have been in the life of David, we've looked at the first portion of chapter 24. And the last portion that we went through was David's unwavering loyalty to Saul. You know, I will be honest, in my flesh, I don't understand how he could be so loyal to a man that is striving to kill him so that he can continue to be king. But David continues to be loyal. And we come down to our passage of Scripture tonight. And the question that we must ask, I said the title of the message is Saul's Realization of the Future King. So the question that one must ask is this: could Saul be changing his mind about David? Could he be coming around on the idea of David being the future king? Now, those questions seem just crazy thought. However, we're going to see from our passage, Saul finally comes to the realization of the future king. So look with me back in verses 16 through 22. And the first thing that we see is that Saul confessed David's righteousness. In verse 17, we see the Bible says that thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. So what was Saul saying here? Saul was saying David had repaid his evil for good. Saul was the one that had paid David with evil. Now David was always showing grace, mercy, and the godly way of doing things. And Saul comes to realization that David, he was basically saying, David, you're such a better man than I am. And we know that David was not perfect, but we do realize that David was more of a godly man than Saul. And so David had been kind to him. Saul says, for as much as when the Lord had delivered me into thine hand, thou killest me not. And so Saul acknowledged that the Lord had delivered him into the hands of David, but David deliberately chose to spare his life. Do you remember that passage of scripture? Do you remember when Saul was chasing David and they were in the exact same cave and David chose not to kill him? Now remember, his friends said, David, this is your chance. Kill him. Kill him. But David knew that God told him not to. David knew that God had told him not to. And why did he not kill him? Because it would have been directly against God to kill Saul on that day. So David was not king yet, and he had to trust in God that nothing would happen to him. I want to ask the question, would you have done the same thing? Would you have done the same thing? Place yourself in the same shoes. Would you not have killed Saul when you had the chance? Listen, if I'm honest, there may have been at least a part of me to desire to kill him, since he was always chasing me. But David never did. And now Saul states, I know you have killed me, but you didn't. You could have killed me, but you didn't. What a change in the attitude of Saul. And Saul realized that David was gracious and kind, compassionate. And Saul came to the realization that David was God's man, and there was nothing that he could do about it. And so Saul says, David, you are a better man than me. You're more righteous than me. He comes to realization that David was truly a man that was seeking after God, following God's will. And because David was following God's will and seeking after God, God was protecting David. I'm sure at this moment in time that Saul had got so he'd become tired of trying to chase David. And he says, David, you are more righteous than me. You showed good when I showed evil. Not only does he say that, but listen to this. In verse 19 and 20, Saul confessed God's royal plans for David. Look with me. I want to read. Let me get my Bible back out here. I'd shut it. But in 1 Samuel chapter 24, I want to read verses 19 and 20 to you. It says, for if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore the Lord rewarded thee good for that thou hast done unto me this day. And now behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. What an amazing turn of events this was. Was David even talking to the same Saul? Saul confessed loudly that it wasn't going to be his son Jonathan that would be the next king. It wasn't going to be his descendants that would be the next king. But Saul was declaring that it was going to be none other than who? David. Wow, what a turn of events. The king that was harsh, the king that was bitter and going directly against God had changed his mind and now declares that it would be none other than David. Saul declared that not only would David be the next king, but also that he would establish the kingdom of Israel. Saul was now going back on what he was striving to do, and that was to kill David so that he could not establish a new era in the kingdom. In this confession, Saul confirmed what his very own son had earlier predicted for David. Go back to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 17. The Bible says, "And he said unto him, Fear not, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find thee. And thou shalt be king of Israel, and I shall be next unto thee, and thou that also Saul, my father, knoweth." So the prediction that Jonathan said there in chapter 23 was came to pass here in chapter 24, verse 19 and 20. Saul says, "David, you're the next king. You are the next king, and your reign shall begin, and you shall reign over the nation of Israel, and the kingdom shall be established under your leadership." And so Saul came to the realization that it wasn't going to be Jonathan. It wasn't going to be his descendants, but it was going to be David. Now, there's one problem. Man, all that sounds good, but there is one problem that was this. He didn't stop there. He confessed David as a righteous man. Yes, he confessed David as the next king, but he had something else to say, which brings me to my last point, and that was this. Saul made two specific requests in verses 21 and 22. Now look with me there. He says, "Swear now therefore unto me by the Lord, that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me, and that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house." And David sware unto Saul, and Saul went home, but David and his men gat them up unto the hold. So Saul made two requests. First, Saul's request was that David not kill his descendants. He said, "Swear now therefore unto me by the Lord that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me." See, Saul was doing so good, but yet he couldn't just stop with the notion that David would be king. He now had to request a couple of things. And the first, by the scripture states, that David would not kill his descendants. Now, let's ask this question. Why would David do such a thing? Well, the human part of myself could ask the question or make the statement that David could think as long as Saul's family's in the picture, he could have problems, and I'm sure that's what Saul was thinking. However, David was a man after God's heart, and I believe that he wouldn't have punished them for the mistakes of their ancestors. See, the thing that still showed up in Saul's discussion was pride. His major concern was to preserve his name and the lives of his descendants and to make sure that his name was always preserved and honored. It was all about him. He had done so good in the first part of our passage of Scripture, but now he goes back to the prideful, the self-centered man, that his descendants would not be killed. And then he asked one more thing, that David not wipe out his family name. He says, "And doubt that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house." See, Saul was probably unaware that his own son Jonathan had made a similar covenant with David. In 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 14 through 17, I want to read that to you. He says, "And thou shalt not only while yet I live show me the kindness of the Lord that I die not, but also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David, everyone from the face of the earth." So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies." And Jonathan caused David to swear again because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. So David, without hesitation, had made the covenant with Jonathan, and is now making the covenant with Saul. He swore that he would do what he could do to preserve and the descendants of Saul and the name of his family. Now, if we read on, and this is foretelling something that we'll probably cover in the next few weeks or months that happens in 2 Samuel. But David is faithful to his word. And how do we know this? It's because David saved the life of Jonathan's crippled son, Mephibosheth, and brings him into the royal palace. And if you would like to look that up, it's in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. It speaks about it in chapter 19, verse 29, and also in chapter 21, verse 7. But due to time, we will not read all of that passage of Scripture. But we see that David was a man that stuck to his word, and David was a man that didn't go back on his word, and he protected the lives of Saul's descendants. So, the question that we all must ask is this: what would Saul do from here? Would he forget about killing David and confess him as a future king? Or would he turn his back on the words that he stated in this passage and go back to chasing David to kill him? Those are the questions that we all must ask. Well, as we often say in Good News Club, you're going to have to come back next week and find out. And Lord willing, we will be in the church next Sunday night for a time of live preaching. So you must make sure that you join us next Sunday night at 6:30 in the sanctuary at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Elkin, North Carolina. So may God bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you grace. We love you in the Lord.